The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
It's Friday, the best day of the week.
Right.
Time for another Nate Darling Show with Diana Hong, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. And now, here to ease away the tension of your week, here's Nate.
All right, everybody. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Hopefully we won't find any other maladies with my cats during this show. If you haven't listened to Wednesday's show, go back and listen to the moment we discovered Hef has worms.
Spoiler alert. Super gross.
Well, he still has them when we record them two shows after.
Well, I'm still trying to
take a peek at his anus. He's sitting there. You're not going to get him.
Forthcoming, no.
Now he's shy.
Such a prude.
Coming up on the show today, Charlie Sheen hits the drive-thru.
Charlie Sheen's a dumbass.
Yep.
I just don't like him. I'm talking too much shit about Lindsay, and it's just not on my okay list.
A lady gets mad at a burger joint, and not because she's vegan, and another spider fire. We'll explain all of that. But first, let's talk State Fair. The California State Fair at Cal Expo. I've been. Christiane?
I went.
Ted, you're going?
I'll be going this week. Well, I will have gone by the time you hear this podcast. So,
Diana, what about you? Will you be gracing Cal Expo with your sunny disposition?
My sunny disposition? Not anymore. I thought I was going to, and I wanted to, but I just don't think it's in the cards this year. Maybe next year, but not this year. Yeah. It's been a sad fucking weekend. Was that my car?
I don't know.
It was a car. It was a car horn.
Beep.
So probably not your car.
Nothing worth stealing in there.
Well, if it were the alarm, I would think it would be more than just the one quick beep.
You'd be surprised.
I would be.
Ghetto.
So when I was at the State Fair, I was there on Saturday, and there was a Czech Republic FC game against Glasgow.
Nice.
It was sold out, of course, and they had all the T-shirt stands and stuff, and it was like their tents where they sell T-shirts. And I went over there, and I'm like, hey, come in, and they're like, no, you have to have a ticket. I'm like, so...
They wouldn't sell you shit?
I can't go over and buy merchandise unless I have a ticket to the game. That's right. And the game sold out.
Counterproductive.
Yep, the game sold out. And they're like, oh, but you can buy it online or you can go to our office.
Oh, God.
And I'm thinking, hey, dumbasses, I'm right here. How about you turn... All they would have had to have done is scooted a tent 4 feet one way, and you wouldn't have had to have entered the area. You could have bought merchandise without entering their little area where they've got their stands. But no. So you know what? Now I'm not going to buy a T-shirt for the Czech Republic FC. They can eat it. They can eat my balls.
You should have dropped a fishing line from the tram.
Oh, I rode the tram, and when we got off the tram, the state fair police were there to manhandle a young man who apparently threw something off of the tram. It was bad times.
You shouldn't throw things off the tram.
And like his friends were like stopped and waiting for him, and one of the state fair cops did one of these tough guy moves. He goes, "You keep walking."
Ooh.
I was like, hey, he means business. And he had the cop stash, too. He's not a real cop, but he has the cop stash.
They are peace officers. They are real cops.
Under the
penal code, they are real cops.
Penal. Go in, Christiana.
They'll stop you from doing anything on that tram, but you want to steal thousands of dollars from the cash office, go ahead, because they'll never catch you. Never caught them, right?
I don't know.
Happened a few years ago. Anyway.
Yeah, good times.
So what was your experience at the state fair like?
It was good. We went on a week ago and the weather was really nice last weekend. So we did that thing. I don't know. It feels like a thing you have to do if you want to go to the fair, where we watched the weather and it was like, this is the window. This is when we have to go. The coolest it's possibly going to be. So we went in the afternoon. I left work a little bit early, grabbed my kid. She was really psyched to have, candy floss, which is British for cotton candy.
Candy floss. I don't know how I feel about that. This doesn't make sense.
That's how she felt, like going in there to get her candy floss. She was very excited. So she ate some of it, declared it good. And then mommy went and got her treat from the wine slushy area.
Yeah. Had one
and then decided that was good. I'm going to have another one right away. We spent probably an hour in Camp Smoky, which was an hour. I mean, it's nice. I liked it. It's informative and helpful. My kid only kind of grasped what was going on. But if you went to all these little stations and learned stuff, you got like a free bandana.
Did you get one?
She did.
I mean,
it's also right next to the wine slushy booth.
It is right next to the wine slushy booth.
Wait, can adults get one? Like, if I decided to go to the fair by myself, can I get one?
I have no idea.
Oh, fuck.
You'd have to I don't see why not.
Do you need a bandana?
Just borrow a kid. Be like, hey, kid, come here.
Oh, borrow. Because not an issue.
You take my kid.
One of your friends could go with you.
Wow.
Wow.
That was amazing. And he just looked at me like so innocent, like, what?
Amazing.
I was like, no, not what.
That was like a sneaker burn. That was fantastic.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Good times. He goes through these phases where he's just on a fucking roll.
Oh.
Remember last show when Diana was talking about how much she loved Ted and his little jabs?
Oh.
Not cool anymore. Not cool anymore. Considering the too soon, you guys. Too soon. Heart hurting.
I didn't
know
the circumstances. I thought. I'm sorry, Diana.
I'm not going to lie.
Help.
It was good, though. All fuck. Right. I can't even be mad. It was too good.
So,
I
don't know. I don't know if you get the banana, but it was good. Like I said, the weather was nice. We were looking for exciting fair food, and I was literally Googling trying to figure out if the burger funnel cake thing was available at the state fair, which it's not.
No.
So then I had like a burrito from a Mexican thing, that place booth thing, that was actually really good.
Okay.
Surprisingly enough, because usually I don't expect much. No. Well, I mean, different than Chipotle. Chipotle is so like its own thing.
Chipotle.
Yeah, Chipotle's American Mexican.
I love Chipotle, but this is just different than Chipotle.
Whatever.
And then I had my other treat was deep fried Nutella. Stunningly overpriced, was worth every penny.
How much
really?
Is stunningly overpriced?
It was like $6.50.
Oh, wait, yeah. How do they deep fry? Do you just get
it's like a little dumpling that's just chock full
of
Nutella.
Wait, so how do they freeze it then roll it in like a dough?
I don't know, and I don't think it's important to the level of enjoyment. But it was
I am not going to the fair this year, so I need to know how to make it at home by myself.
I don't know.
Well, you're going to need a deep fryer.
Yeah.
So there's step one.
I
can
make shit happen.
Okay.
It was amazing. It was very, very delicious. And what else did we do? We did the Groupon thing. So we had a free monorail ride. So we did that when we first got there to kind of get the lay of the land.
Yep, did that.
And you know, and then we walked around a little bit. We didn't make it out to see the animals this year. My kid was she really wanted to do rides, and the rides are so overpriced, and it would it's worth it. I can see when my kid's like 10 or something, you can get the wristband when she can ride everything.
Yeah,
but she's at an age where she can't it's just too expensive. Like, she's not gonna do a wristband worth of rides.
Yeah, she can only really ride the rides that are from Neverland Ranch.
Oh, and why is that even a fucking brand? Somebody explain that to me.
They have at least three rides that were rides at the Neverland Ranch, and now the amusement company
so gross.
Has them, and they're set up with this ride was at Neverland Ranch. It's
so
like
weird.
It's like
cars are like Neverland bumper cars. Yeah. It's so
every
why?
Child should have the Michael Jackson experience.
No.
I think. What? Horrible.
Horribly good.
So she went on. She did rides. She did the. I think the highlight aside from the fried Nutella was the. They have a couple of, you know, the things that aren't rides that you like walk through them. They're like obstacle courses or like the haunted house or whatever.
Yes.
There was like a house of mirrors thing.
Right.
And
I
it had
that.
A little maze, like a little, just a bunch of little mazy thing. And so my kid, like I was standing outside, Rob went in with her and I was watching and I could see her just fine. I don't know what it looked like on the inside.
Right.
Exactly. But she'd walk along and then she'd be like, I just see this bonk. And she reached up and grab her head and turn around, Rob. And then she'd go another like two turns, bonk. And she was, she was fine, which is why it's okay to laugh at. But it was, Rob was like, put your hand out in front of you, dummy. What get you? Come on.
Did she enjoy it?
Yeah, she said she loved it. She had I'm going to say it's characteristic of her current age, but overall uncharacteristic of her, like, acting like a kid phase where it was like, no, I want to ride more rides. I'm not going to look at anything else. Blah. So it was also late. But we did our last splurge of the fair experience as we were there. And it was the first time I've been to the fair, the state fair, like, after dark.
Okay.
Mm. And it was so, the weather was so nice. And it wasn't too crowded, even though it was Friday night. But I was like, you know what? Let's go on. Let's do the monorail one more time before we go. Because the lights were on. Right. Sun was almost down. It was just beautiful. And so we did that. And it was so nice and so pretty. And we got to hear half of Joan Jett singing I Love Rock and Roll. Because she was doing the concert that night.
Awesome.
So that was cool.
I saw her last year. She was so good.
At the Stanislaus Joan, County Fair, I got Joan to Jett. Hear... I get to hear someone doing I Love Rock and Roll, but it wasn't Joan Jett. Let me find this, because they had a kids' karaoke booth.
Nice.
Oh, God. And
it was great, because nobody was really singing along to the rest of her songs. That one mm-hmm. came on, and the entire monorail platform was like, put another dime on the jukebox, baby. Mm-hmm. So, and then I was mad that we had waited in line through at least one full other song, and I was like, oh, Joan, why couldn't your set list have meshed better? Because then I had to listen to Walt Gray instead of Joan Jett. Love you, Walt. Oh.
Not the best rendition.
I feel like a horrible person.
Uh-huh. Is this the Britney Spears version?
What I want to ask this young girl, this spry 8-year-old,
yeah.
is if you love rock and roll, why are you killing it, young girl?
So
bad.
So true.
Yeah, that was Stan Cofer, sorry.
I do like Britney's version.
It wasn't all funnel cake bacon cheeseburgers. There was kids karaoke too. So yeah, the State Fair, I love the monorail ride.
Yeah.
Just because you get
it's
that
nice
layout.
Breeze, and you just get a view of everything. And it's pretty long. You know?
Yeah, it's 10 minutes.
I love it. Goes through the fair, what were they, the exhibition hall
yep.
area. That area is cool. We sat there and watched some like performing martial arts group from Carmichael or something do its thing.
Yeah, Kovar.
It's a demonstration with
was it Kovars?
With, I don't know what it was.
Oh.
But it was cool. I saw some quilts.
I heard about the quilts right now. Yeah.
They're very impressive. Like whether you give a shit about quilts or not, like the fact that somebody made these things is mm-hmm. still cool. It's fun. I like that part of the state fair where it's like local people showing off stuff and there's a jam contest or whatever. I think that's really cool.
One thing I think you might enjoy, Ted, and other people too.
Wine slushies. You definitely would.
The wine slushies are awesome.
Definitely. I love those.
And I waited in line for 25 minutes to get them.
Really? And I went at the right time then. I just walked right up. And
well, I went on Saturday. It was hotter.
Oh,
so
yeah.
There were a lot of them. And in fact, I ran into somebody I knew and they were on their way to the wine slushies and they're like, yeah, we went earlier and basically so many people wanted wine slushies that they ran out. They didn't have any frozen. Like mine was only half frozen.
Oh.
Then it's just wine.
With ice. It was ice wine.
That's weird.
It's 150 years of the national parks.
Yes. We missed
that. It was. They had the displays for like photos of Yosemite and other things. But one of the things they have, and this is kind of cool, Ted, they have a table of animal scat.
Oh, poop. That's the thing I want.
It's rubber.
Poop. There it is.
It's rubber
poop.
Animal scat.
What's a scat?
It's poop. The word for poop.
Oh,
it's poop.
That's where that came from.
That's why I'm saying poop.
Along with the skulls. And what it does is it allows you to play identify the animal by its scat.
That's how you can track stuff is paw prints and poop.
Or how you can go, fuck, I want to get the hell out of here. There's a bear here. The least yep. surprising thing was the pile of...
Because a bear does shit in the woods.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's how you can tell.
And the least surprising thing was the size of it. So if you see a giant pile of shit that looks like imagine a pile of shit from the biggest human you know, and then... make that bigger. That's what bear shit's like. But they have others too, so it's like all this weird thing. And you can pick it up and play with it. It's rubber and poop.
I should take my kid to that one.
Yeah.
I kind of want to get a sitter in and go back with, because you know, going after dark, there's all these, there are little like there's a couple little club type areas where people are playing music and there's all the grown-ups are sitting there drinking.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just want to come to the fair by myself now. Mm-hmm. It seems really cool after dark. Or I have to wait like 12 years until my kid's old enough to go you know, we'll take her and a friend there, and Rob and I'll
sure.
be in the wine garden, and she can
Wait,
go.
So I can go
ride
by
all
myself?
The rides.
Yeah, you can go by yourself. Like, no one will laugh at you.
Why couldn't you go by yourself?
I don't know. I think, like, if anything, people go on dates and shit.
By the way, Saturday, I saw so many ass cheeks at the fair.
Really?
It was crazy.
Don, going
to
the fair this year.
I must have been there on family night. I didn't see any ass cheeks.
There were ass cheeks galore there. And let me just say this. I have some fashion advice for people. And let me start with the gents.
Yes?
The tank top is probably not a good look for you.
Hey.
No one wants to see. No one wants to see your hairy armpit, and even fewer people want to see your nipple.
That's true.
So,
what kind of tank top were they wearing? What the fuck?
Oh, they wear the
like one of those big cutout side things, which is floppy.
Yep. So,
to be fair, though, it is fucking hot at Cal Expo.
I
mean,
understand that.
That place is death.
It is warm.
I'll just go naked.
So you can date naked there. So guys.
Yes.
Probably the tank top, probably a bad idea for you. Go with a light colored t-shirt that's a little bit airy. And for the ladies,
yeah,
I know that you feel really good that you found a crop top that fits.
Oh God!
But does it?
No.
Yeah,
even
that's what
is the ultimate question.
Even if the crop top does fit, maybe it doesn't present you in the most positive light in a public setting.
Maybe it doesn't fit at all.
There's only one person that I've seen wear something remotely close that like looks good, like in real life, like, you know, models and all that would look good. But in real life, there's only one person, and I know a lot of people. And according to Facebook, I know over 1,000. So.
I know a lot of people. And the other thing is, your shorts, ladies, and I use that term loosely.
Don't want no
for the
short,
loose ladies.
Short, wait, what?
I
want
to see that thong. No.
Here's a test you should do. Before you leave home, when you're wearing your shorts, sit down on your glass coffee table. If you leave ass cheek prints on it, your shorts are too short to wear to the fair.
Or you can like sit on the table, like a table that's outside, and if your ass burns, that means your shorts
like,
are too short. Yeah.
Well, I'm just going for safety. I'm just saying maybe.
Or we could just all
you
ignore
burn
Nate.
Your butt too if you're going during the day, because again, that place is the seventh circle of hell,
yeah,
temperature wise.
I think we should just ignore Nate and ladies. Whatever Nate said about the dudes, definitely listen to that. But ladies, wear whatever the fuck you want.
You'll be sorry.
But unless you're like, you don't have what it, if you can't rock it, don't. But the ones I can, no, I'm just kidding. That's like super toolish. I'm not gonna finish. I was totally kidding. Just like, please, it's safety. You're right. It's a safety issue. It's not
health
like,
and safety.
People. I would
health and safety.
I would say of the people who dressed in that manner, I'm gonna go both genders here. Maybe 5% of them looked okay.
See, it is a very small percentage. More than likely, you're not the 5%. Kind of like how we're never the 1%. It's just
If you have to ask whether you're part of that percent, you're not part of that percent.
Exactly.
Like, you know or you don't know.
So
if you don't know, you're not.
So yeah, the state fair is fun. I was really impressed with Stanco Fair. It's a cute little county fair. It's over now, but.
I'm not sure where Stanislaus County. Like, what's the big? Is there a big city? Which city?
Modesto.
Cock-cheese?
Modesto. Thank you. Good.
Cock-cheese.
Okay. Sorry, Central
cock-cheese.
Valley.
Modesto, and it's in Turlock. And I discovered a brewery in Turlock after I went to Total Wine, and I'm like, oh, that looks like an interesting IPA. And I forget what the name of it was, but it was Dust Bowl.
Beers everywhere.
I know.
I feel like Nate finds the beers that are everywhere.
I do. I'm like the beer.
You're like
sleuth.
A beard divining rod.
Well, yeah, and I go to Total Wine, so it's pretty easy. I go to the shelf and I look and I go, fuck, there
seems
it is.
Seems cheating to me.
I know.
I love that place.
So, yeah, State Fair, fun. So far, no shooting. So, yeah.
Hey.
More
knock
fun.
On wood.
Shit. Does that occur normally?
Yep.
Yeah, there's lots. There tend to be fights.
It's a little tradition we have.
Maybe
peace
the stabbing.
And love.
I think last weekend was good because it was cooler.
Do
people
not,
get stabbier when it's hot.
Do they not do the metal detectors?
They do.
People find ways.
They didn't check my bag very carefully. Maybe because I had the whole like mom vibe going.
Yeah, I did not get metal detected at all. I just walked right in.
I'm totally going to carry a mom bag in and just carry a lot of alcohol.
In your mom jeans?
Mom jeans.
I can be a mom.
So State Fair, and then Sunday I went to see the final performance ever of Monty Python.
I'm saying you can bring one of your friends as your kid.
Oh my God, Ted! Okay.
Wow, so much anger from Diana today. It's a little disturbing.
It's fresh. The wound is still open, man. Yeah.
I know. I didn't realize there was a wound when I said the first thing, but I had to hit it again.
The second one, he was like, oh, that's too
easy. That's the rule of comedy.
Three hits.
Ow. Getting abused. Anyway, I'm done.
I want to go to the fair.
I hate everyone here.
You should put an ad on, Craigslist. Casual Encounters.
I actually have gone on a Craigslist date.
Oh, wow. How was that?
She was definitely feeling it more than I was and texting me like immediately, like because we went separate directions, immediately right after. I was like, I had a great time. And I was like, yeah. And then like, we should do it again sometime. No response. Oh. So I wasn't feeling it. I was just being nice.
Doesn't sound like it to me.
Shit.
She texted me and I didn't respond. Well, I was just being nice.
I didn't want to lead her on. And like by doing that, I cut it off before people can get attached because I'm like a fucking catch. Like I know like if I let them.
You
totally
can say
kidding.
Something like, I don't think we hit it off, but thanks for, I don't know.
That's rude.
No,
but you know what though? Because if they're going to like freak out, they're going to anyway. Because I told you my like sole Craigslist dating story that this guy like, first of all, we met at a... I'm sure I've told this. I don't know. Somebody check the file, but...
You might have before Diana joined the show.
So we went to this... we met up in a bar like in my neighborhood in San Francisco. And it was a cold... And typical San Francisco fashion, like it was cold and shitty outside, but then like 1,000 degrees in the bar because it was full of people. And so like he was sitting there and he just started to sweat profusely. Oh. And he sort of don't say anything, but he's just like, oh no. Mm. He's like, oh my God, now I'm going to be like that sweaty guy you want to date with. I'm like, no. I don't remember his name, but I do remember him as the sweaty guy I want to date with.
Oh my God.
And so he like, you know, we had to talk about the whole thing. I'm like, yeah, it's nice just to like, you know, go on a casual date, not looking for anything. She broke up with somebody. Like, he's like, oh yeah, me too. You know, I just don't want anything heavy or, you know, serious. Oh, sure. So we went out, like, we had a drink, and then I think we had dinner one night, maybe a week or two later. And then I just sort of was like, okay, that was fun. And then just kind of let it fade out. We weren't, like, talking in between or texting. Maybe we exchanged a couple emails. Like, really nothing. And then I didn't reply to something he said. And then maybe 24 hours later, I get this, like, oh, I see. I see how it is.
Yeah, they're just
it's
like,
just that you're just gonna let it like fade away, right? Because you don't have the, you know, courage to just say you're not interested. And I was like, pardon, not serious. Were you not serious about there, bro?
See,
and we're just gonna delete that. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I believe like after a certain point, I think there needs to be confrontation. Like you need to be upfront with the person and be like, hey, this is not going anywhere.
Right.
After a certain point, that includes like, you know, sleeping over there or like whatever, sleeping with the person. But before that, I think it's like just like you can let it fizzle out. Like I've had a lot of things fizzle out. Like this one girl was really adamant about like wanting to talk to me and all this stuff. And like I guess we were talking and I wasn't aware of this. And then it just fizzled out. Like, and I was like cool with it. I was like, I mean, I guess that's what happens. But yeah, if they're going to be crazy, they're going to be crazy. Like regardless. So you might as well just be on the safe side. Unless, you know, you were dating and I think you should respect the other person and be upfront about it.
But some people just won't let you. Like, you can try to say, like, I want it to be casual. I just want it to be casual.
Yeah, not going
to
lie.
They're
this
like,
one
oh,
game
yeah,
you're
yeah,
crazy
it's
vibe.
Casual. It's casual. No big deal. It's casual. They're lying.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm, like, this close to going straight, you guys. Like, I just cannot do it anymore.
Ted, we're recruiting her to our team.
All right. We need more.
I'm not sure you're going to find a whole lot more normalcy on the other side.
No, but then I know I'm not going to have feelings. So then I can just
just
let her
hit it and quit it.
Yeah, and like actually not care. Because like I've tried to hit it and quit it with females and it's just like I fall and it just, you know, do all that. So like, but with a dude, I'm like, I'm not like I've been upfront with guys. I'm like, I'm not opposed to dating or sleeping with guys. It's just I don't expect a relationship because I really won't care about you emotionally that much. Like, it's just, there's a line.
It's fair.
Because I can't.
You sound like the ideal woman for most guys in their 20s.
I actually got told that today. it was really weird. He was like, I think I'm in love with you. I'm like, that's exactly what I was trying to avoid. But yeah, I just don't care. Then, you know, they go into the whole mentality. Like, I can change. Like, girls go there with guys. Like, oh, I can change him and all this shit.
Yeah,
no. They're stuck on that for a reason, they're pretty much, like, there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the weird misnomer in relationships. Men and women get into relationships with each other. Women saying, I can change him, and men going, I hope she never changes. Yeah, it never works out.
You know, that's a lesson you learn from watching Frozen.
Are you fucking serious? It's true. That's the movie you're gonna quote, Frozen.
And one of the songs, there's advice from a character about people don't really change.
That's not true, though. Women change all the time once they get into a
relationship. What are you talking about?
It's true.
I don't change ever. I'm the same fucking piece of sweetness and goddamn light that I was when Rob and I were dating. Just ask him. If he's wise, he will tell you that is true.
Can we get that on a t-shirt? I'm the same sweetness. That sweetness, goddamn light.
Yeah.
I want that on a t-shirt. I am.
Oh, dear.
And he's wise. I wish. See, that's the kind of marriage I want.
Nope. All right. So moving on. It's been 40-odd years since Monty Python's Flying Circus revolutionized television humor and unleashed a legion of surreal catchphrases. Now John Cleese, Eric Idle, Terry Gilliam, Terry Jones, and Micah Palin have departed the stage at London's O2 Arena for the final time.
Aw.
It was,
they say that. People always say it's like McGee quit. And
listen, the young members of Monty Python are 71. 71. It was the final one. It was live in London and broadcast to theaters across the world and some pay-per-view, but I saw it in the theater. 15,000 people saw it live in London.
Wow.
London.
Yeah.
And how was it? It was awesome?
You know what?
Awesome.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good. If you judged it as a standalone event, it was good.
Mm.
The fact that it was the final Monty Python performance, I'm so glad that I did not miss it.
Mm-hmm.
It was live. There were a couple of very live moments where people forgot their lines.
Oh, God.
Which they covered quite amusingly.
They're professionals.
They also had a moment where they just went on an aside about reviews for the show and were ripping on the Daily Mirror.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
When they were doing the Dead Parrot sketch.
Sure.
And then they went into the cheese shop sketch but did not change the sets. They just did the cheese shop sketch in the parrot shop.
Oh, that's weird.
It's funny. It's like one of the first exchanges that Rob and I had when we were dating. He was like, we'll watch some British comedy, and I was like, I don't really like Monty Python, and we've done other stuff in the last 30 years.
Red Dwarf. Yay.
But,
no, I love Red Dwarf.
He likes Red Dwarf. He likes Blackadder too.
All right, I can
maybe
name
you
shows.
Guys should go out.
Oh.
Mandate.
I don't know if you can compete with her shining lightness.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Fucking cheery disposition, bitches.
Oh my God, that is what I want as a shirt. That cheery disposition, comma bitches? Is that where we're going with
it? Yeah, comma bitches.
Fucking cheery disposition, bitches.
Oh my God, that's going in the idea.
Yeah, I would want my cheery disposition bitches t-shirt to be grammatically correct.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the sexiest thing. It's like someone
that sexy grandma,
dude. Like seriously though, when I I'm texting a girl and like there's only one person that I've forgiven, like I've looked past and I'm like still willing to talk to, but the second they fuck it up and they don't try to correct it, I'm just like just got dry.
Yeah.
Like it just, I couldn't have sex with them. It's
fair.
But,
I mean, date them.
So there were a couple of quick cameos, but by far the funniest one, they managed to bring Stephen Hawking in.
Oh, no.
Stephen Hawking. No. Stephen Hawking participated in the comedy.
That's amazing.
Wait, he's funny?
That's amazing.
No. Well, maybe he is. I don't know.
Dead straight.
He's very dead. He's very deadpan,
no.
I think.
Well,
wow.
He is.
Wow. I mean, it's not like he can really, like, he has a lot of options.
That's true.
This is emoting.
Well, basically, they were doing one of their songs where, you know, I forget the name of the song when you're traveling through space at a million miles an hour and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, they then cut to a young professor explaining why it's scientifically flawed, going through the song line by line, explaining why it's scientifically flawed. And then Stephen Hawking hits him with his motorized wheelchair.
Awesome.
Nice.
And then goes on and then gets basically beamed up into the sky.
Cool.
So, yeah, it was a good time. At the end, they saluted the long since past member of Monty Python, put Birth and Death, and then they put Monty Python 1969 to 2014. Nice. And then they told everybody to piss off.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
So, Monty Python, no more. I'm sure it'll be coming to DVD. Probably be able to get that on Amazon in a few months, I would imagine.
Okay.
Yeah, through NateDarlingShow.com. Go ahead and do it. It's important.
Speaking of Amazon, anybody watch The Americans? Should I throw that out there?
Nope. I watched season one. I have season two recorded. I have not watched it yet.
Oh, you haven't recorded?
How is it?
I have it recorded.
Can we come over and watch it all? Because we watched season one. Season one's good. It's also free on Prime, but season two is not free yet.
No. Well, because season two just ended a little bit ago.
I
haven't watched it yet. It's it's kind of a meaty show. It's very good though.
It's good. It's really good. Keri Russell's amazing. She's on my island, I think.
She's very good.
It's really good. It's really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were talking about San Francisco earlier, and their mayor, Ed Lee. He was speaking at a supervisors meeting. Let me cue up the clip. He had a little
Supervisor Chu,
he had a little, we'll call it, slip of the tongue. As he was dealing with something, and he wanted to reference Supervisor John Avalos.
But the point of your question, Supervisor Avalos, I understand that last year the Board of Supervisors...
One more time.
These are the kinds of meaningful investments that actually deploy dollars, creates jobs, and moves the needle on green energy. But the point of your question, Supervisor Avalos.
Oh, God.
I understand that last year the
board. Yes, the point of your question, Supervisor Asshole.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Wait, isn't he the one who just got in trouble for admitting that he was shtupping on aid?
Yes, that's the same one.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same one.
San Francisco.
Yep. So,
or New York or Boston.
I would say nothing that happens there could ever happen or has ever happened in any other American city.
Yeah, well,
that's not
liberal
true.
Bastion.
Well, I love the
Sodom and Gomorrah. No, wait, this is Sodom and Gomorrah is Vegas? I can't tell.
I don't know. Either way, so that happened. This I found amusing and interesting, as I have two ex-wives. So a Reddit user, username throwaway29, there's a lot of W's in there, has a husband, and her husband is fed up. He is so fed up that he sent her an email containing a spreadsheet detailing all the times that she's denied him sex over the course of the last month or so.
This story worried me because Rob loves making spreadsheets. So I'm super worried.
So she posts on Reddit.
It's really hard being a parent, okay?
Yesterday morning, while in a taxi on the way to the airport, husband sends a message to my work email, which is connected to my phone. He's never done this. We always communicate in person or by text. I open it up and it's a sarcastic diatribe basically saying he won't miss me for 10 days while I'm gone. Attached is a spreadsheet of all the times he's tried to initiate sex since June 1st with a column for my excuses, using verbatim quotes of why I didn't feel like having sex with him. According to his document, we've only had sex 3 times in the past 7 weeks out of 27 attempts on his part.
What constitutes an attempt, I wonder, though?
Well, let's go in and take a look. From June 3rd.
Is he like, I picked up my socks. You didn't fuck me, so.
The headlines, date, sex, and excuse. So, sex question
this
mark.
This is brilliant, by the way. If I was in a relationship, I would start this from the get. From the first time we would have sex, I would start documenting it.
So, on June 3rd, sex? No. Excuse? I'm watching the show. It was a Friends rerun, by the way.
Oh. Sex in parentheses. That's the best part. He, like, documents.
But did he really say, like, I want to know if he was really, like, sex?
On the 4th.
I mean, there's like hints that you can do, like that's just like blatantly obvious, you know, like without being very vocal, where you're just like, hey, sexy time. And you do like little touches here and there. And like,
you dance around with your penis. It's, I mean, things you do.
Or you might just smack it and someone's like against someone's leg or face. I don't know what guys do, but I know there's ways to go. Is that what he... You just, like, that's get up, put it down, and be like, hey, sex, smack. Hey.
Well, yeah. If,
no? Okay.
If she's laying on the couch, what you do is you go up and gently tap her on the forehead with the head of your penis.
the universal
sign.
So
yeah.
Gross.
I or if you're feeling playful, just poke her in the ear, like
no,
like a wet willy.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
cool. Well done, Diana.
You straight people are gross.
On June,
those straight people are gross. Don't let me in there.
On June 4th, sex.
This boy,
no.
Boys are gross.
Excuse, I feel sweaty and gross. I need a shower. Parenthetical, didn't shower until next morning.
Oh.
On the 6th, so apparently he gave up for a day. Sex? No. Excuse? Nonverbal.
Nonverbal.
He gave three more.
Punch and groin.
3 days later, well, she was probably asleep, would be my guess.
Yeah.
3 days later, sex? No. Excuse? I'm exhausted. The next day on the 10th, sex? Yes.
Oh.
Well, there are three times. No excuse. There was sex. On the 11th, he tried again. Sex? No. Excuse? I'm still a bit tender from yesterday.
I would think a bitch is cheating on me after this. That's why I would keep a spreadsheet, honestly. Because then, you know, like, I mean, I wouldn't go to the extreme of, like, busting out a pistol. But I'm just saying, like, I would definitely start questioning most. Because I think sex is, like, unless you're...
Do they have kids?
In this?
That's a valid point. That's a valid point. I think after, like, a certain amount of time, you know, it's, you know, it's fine. But, like, I don't know. If you don't have kids, I haven't been in a relationship, so maybe I'm just jaded. But, like, I think, like, maybe I should go to Sexaholics Anonymous. Because I feel like you guys are all, like, kind of like, she doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about.
By the way, I call bullshit on this. This is an excuse. This is the excuse that chicks give to try and make men think they have a bigger cock than they do. Listen, honey, your penis really just wore me out yesterday, so no. The next day, he tried again. Got a no. Nonverbal. The 13th, no. I'm trying to watch the movie. Parenthetical, fell asleep 15 minutes later.
She was tired.
It happened to anybody.
He then gave up for 3 days and tried again on the 16th. Answer, no. Quote, I'm too drunk and I ate too much.
Oh.
Yeah, that's probably a good excuse.
Yeah.
Because that just means she's going to throw up on you. He gave up for a day, went back on the 18th. Answer, no. I won't have time to get showered and ready for dinner. Parenthetical, we were 20 minutes early.
I love that he, like, timed it, but also was like, I don't need more than 20 minutes. Like, he's like, I only needed two. We're cool.
Next day on the 19th, no. Excuse, I just came back from the gym. I feel gross. And she didn't shower till the next morning. On the 20th, no. It's another nonverbal no. On the 21st, no, I have to be up early. On the 22nd, no, it was nonverbal. 5 days later, he got sex. 2 days after that, on the 29th, no, this time you're too drunk.
So in that case, maybe she did try to have sex with him and it just didn't work.
Right.
No, that was like her blaming it on him. I mean, drunk sex can be fun too.
If
the boy can't. Cause
yeah. You can't have whiskey.
God,
dick.
Being straight sucks.
Yeah, it's hard.
Only for guys.
It's difficult, you know?
I mean, with the guys. God, I just like, I can't, I just would hate at the idea of being straight. Like now the more I like get to know you guys' world, I'm just like, I'm so glad I'm gay. I hated it. Like, 2 hours ago, but I love it now.
I was gonna say, wait, you were like in the last segment, you were like, oh, did a guy.
No, yeah, but then if this was an option, shit.
But I mean, if a guy wants to be accommodating, he can still do other things without his wiener.
Oh, that's so true.
That's true.
But he has to be a nice guy, I guess.
That's true. He has to be a nice guy.
So, well, there's the problem. If you're enthusiastic enough about that, sometimes the other thing takes care of itself.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
So don't give up on our drunken selves,
oh,
ladies.
Maybe I can be straight.
You just
Ted convinced me. Not in the normal way that would normally be said.
Hey.
Maybe they can perform when they're drunk. Maybe they're all right.
Here are some of our other quote-unquote excuses. I feel gross. I'm not feeling good. I ate too much. I'm sweaty and gross, and I'm tired. Mm-hmm. Nonverbal. I might be getting sick.
I love that
I
one.
Still don't feel 100%. I need to shower. I feel gross. I'm too tired. My favorite, no. Then the nonverbal, and then just before she left, the I'm watching my show. I don't want to miss anything. You know, they have DVRs. So
I might be getting sick. That excuse, that just cracks me up for some reason. I had sex on the flu. Like, my partner had the flu, too. It was just like, I don't think that's like, I think that's just.
Well, they did after.
So she posted this. What did she want people to say? Like, oh, he's being an asshole.
Well, I don't know what exactly she was expecting people to say. I mean, why does anybody post anything on Reddit?
To get people to confirm that they are right about something? To say what an I don't know.
Yeah, it's...
I don't know what she posted and what she was expecting people to say. So
yeah.
I look at the post.
This is funny as hell. I hope that's why she did it.
Yeah, it's very strange. I tried to look at the post, but it had been locked. It locked at that point because it got a lot of interesting. But somebody commented, "I think he's best off with a fleshlight."
Oh God,
I'm on this guy's side though. I'm on his side.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm making a spreadsheet. Just putting it out there. I shouldn't document this, but the next relationship I am making a spreadsheet. Like, this is going to happen because I fucking love spreadsheets too. Rob has one, guaranteed.
No.
No, I'm just fucking with you because I love spreadsheets. I fucking love them.
He loves spreadsheets. He never makes major life decisions without one.
Really?
Interesting.
Nah, that's not true. But he really likes, like, if we're looking at cars, you're looking at a computer
kind of
thing or something, he'll just like be like,
yeah,
he'll enter a matrix and make some formulas, and then he'll choose, like, assign grades, and then he'll just buy whatever he wants anyway.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I feel where he's coming from because, again, I have two ex-wives. So I get where the dude's coming from. The fact that you actually would email that to somebody, that's just him going, listen, I'm at my wit's end with this. Either you start hopping on my cock or we're going to have to call it quits. Is really what that email was saying.
I think it's funny as hell. Like, if someone did that, sent it to me, I'd just laugh and be like, all right, like, you're right. I didn't realize that. I'm sorry. We should have more sex. Like, I just think it's so funny and so clever.
I think he's just not trying very hard.
I don't know. Seems like he's a lot of attempts there, and he has reasons, unless he's lying, but it sounds like he's made it pretty clear he's trying to hook up with her.
Yeah, I don't think he's lying. And it's one of those things where it sounds like she's fallen into the habit of, I only need sex a couple times a month, and I'm happy with that. So that's all he's getting.
Yeah, but maybe he's not.
And not necessarily even as aggressively as I'm saying it. It's just like, well, I'm happy with twice a month. I don't see what the problem is.
Yeah, I think that's what it's just the difference in that. Maybe that's something they should have communicated before getting married.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, sometimes before you get married or before you move in together, sometimes the frequency level is very different. Because remember that whole thing about men hoping women don't change and women thinking that men are going to? Yeah. It works with sex, too.
I don't understand why people think other people should... Like, if you're dating them, you should date them for who they are. That's it. You're not supposed to fucking change them. I think that's stupid. Like, why would you date them?
For a project.
Of course you want to grow... Okay, that's fine. Go fucking knit. No offense. No.
I don't knit. Oh, why are you looking at me?
She quilts.
Yeah,
I snorted.
I don't actually do... I don't really do either one, but...
But the thing is, like, that's so fucking stupid. Like, that's fucked up. Like, why would you date someone... Like, there's a difference between, like, growing together and, like, changing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you get to know each other. That's the whole point. You meet someone, you're like, you're interesting to me. I would like to get to know you more. And the more you get to know them, then you grow together. I think that's different than changing someone. And whoever wants to... maybe I'm just like, that's pent-up frustration.
Maybe.
Because I've been like, people... Like, every person I've tried to date has tried to change me. And I'm just like, are you fucking... Like, what was the point? Like, why the fuck are you investing?
I don't know.
Maybe. All what's wrong with you?
I'm just kidding.
Nothing's wrong with you. Fuck those bitches.
Okay, I was going to say, actually, I know verbatim. I can tell you exactly what they thought was wrong with me.
Whatever.
Well, last
women.
Last
bitches
week.
Be crazy.
last week, Texas Rangers pitcher Derek Holland went on the radio and told listeners of KRLD-FM about a game that they play in the locker room.
Oh, no.
It's called Fart Bottle Roulette.
Oh.
Shut the fuck up. No. Yeah. Can we just skip? I just skip. Just fucking leap over this shit. We'll just stand over it, like step over it politely. All right, and just judge it later. Because I don't want, really?
Well, to be fair, Diana, they also play another game called Pink Eye.
All right, here's the thing. Just completely decided to stay in the gay zone. Just like, it took a podcast and a half for me to be like, no, not doing the guy thing. Sorry.
Well, this is something the guys are doing amongst themselves, so it wouldn't even
but
involve
But it's just
you.
The fact that that's an option. Like, I think that's, like, fucking weird.
So here's how he explains. Basically, there's two games.
So gross.
One's called Pink Eye. That's when you just fart in somebody's face and they can't flinch. If they move, there's a penalty for it.
What? Are you serious?
Why is it called Pink Eye?
Because
they use that as a plot point once in a stupid movie, and so mm-hmm. everybody decides that is the only way that you get pink eye.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Right?
Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah. The other one, fart bottle roulette, is when you get a bunch of little water bottles, fart into one of them, and put them in a bag, shuffle it, and then watch everybody's reaction. Everybody opens a bottle one by one, and it's the most nerve-wracking thing ever because you don't really want that bottle.
It's disgusting.
It just cracks me up that guys are like, most guys, sports teams, right? Like, guys are just so homophobic, and then they just do disgusting ass shit like this. I'm just like, really? Like, there's just, it's just so. Why do you come up with this?
Get ready, Ted. It's time to play Pink Eye. Don't flinch.
Oh, I flinched.
There's a penalty. Like,
what's the penalty, for God's sake? Dear. Another fart in the face?
I'm not asking. I'm telling you.
You get there. You not they equipped for might this. Have them, like, fucking, they guess, smack you with their dick or something. I'm sure it's something weird like that.
I don't want that either.
No.
Not. So weird.
So that's happening.
Oh, what? My God. No, that's not happening because I refuse to believe. Everyone's giving me shit for liking Justin Bieber and that shit's going on in the world. Y'all can just lay off JB and just fucking analyze this shit.
All right. Well, we will, because it's time for this.
They act. We decide. Cool or tool.
All right. First up in cool or tool, Monty Python. Ted.
Oh, cool.
Diana.
Cool.
Christiana.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, they're cool.
That's cool.
Old and cool.
Yay.
One of them even cooler because he's been in the ground since 1989.
Oh, shit.
They would do that joke, too. Up next in Cooler Tool, spreadsheets. Diana?
Fucking awesome.
Christiana?
Spreadsheets are fantastic.
Ted?
I'm a fan. Cool.
I think the message here is if you spread them in the sheets, you will not get a passive-aggressive spreadsheet.
Yes!
Ooh, well played, sir. Well played.
And finally, in Cooler Tool, innovative games.
Ugh.
Christiana?
Tool.
Diana?
Fucking tool.
Dead?
Stupid.
Okay, Cards Against Humanity, cool. Farts Against Humanity, uncool. No?
That's pretty clever. That was good.
All right, I tried.
This is how I know I'm not too old. Because I still find that amusing.
Would you want to play, though?
No, but I would love to watch a game of it.
Fuck baseball. I want to watch this, right?
I would just, listen. It would amuse me no end watching guys fart in each other's face and not be able to. That's what the entire Jackass series of movies is based on.
Which I've not seen.
So,
I'm not supporting that at all. I think Jackass is stupid.
They filmed part of Bad Grandpa like 4 blocks from here.
That's supposed to change
all
my
over
mind.
Their windows.
I'm just telling you, it is based off.
I just
their
think
windows.
It's stupid that people fucking staple their ball sacks to their leg or some dumb shit that they do, and then they make millions of dollars. I'm like, really?
Well, they do way more than that.
And then what's his name? Steve-O decided to do fucking stand-up comedy. I'm like, that's not the same motherfucking thing, dude. Just because you're famous for one thing doesn't mean. Oh my god! Don't get me started. Not gonna lie, when it was on TV, I was intrigued. So, like, I will admit that. The factor is there. I'm just not going to support it on my own. But if it just happens to be on the screen, I will watch.
Okay. Well, I'm going to skip this story because we're running a little later than I thought. Who watched Full House?
I did.
Me. Don't we talk about
everywhere?
I've been watching it like a ton lately.
Oh.
It's just all at Nick at Night runs.
Is
I don't know.
Is
it's
your
just
daughter
running like background. Stuff.
It's like Law and Order SVU. You just feel like a homie.
You're just like, you put it on. I could kick back and let it play at me for a while.
What's happening?
Well, Candace Cameron Bure, who played DJ Tanner, she says an active sex life is the key to her happy marriage.
That's why spreadsheets are important.
No spreadsheets from her former hockey playing husband. In an interview with Dr. Rachel Ross of The Doctors, the actress and Dancing with the Stars alum explains that she and her husband, Valerie Bure, quote, have to schedule time together, unquote. Said the other part is making sure that we stay connected sexually. That's a very fulfilling part of marriage. She notes that when you're happy sexually, it kind of just balances the rest of the stuff out. You're not so mad at each other. You're not nitpicking at the little things.
Oh, I like completely agree. Like when you have sex, you forgive a lot. It's like when someone's really pretty. Like, you just forget a lot of things. Like, it took me a while. Like, you just get mesmerized by their beauty. And you're just like, oh, you did that? Oh, but you're pretty. Like, I'll let that go.
Yeah.
Well, think sex figures. That like that's the only reason my last relationship has lasted as long as it did.
Hmm. Okay. So
that was TMI. But sex is a good thing. Spreadsheets. Yeah. I think everyone, that's my message to everyone. Everyone make a fucking spreadsheet right now. We expect to see yours.
I will. God. And this is a good message for anybody involved with a guy. If you're giving your guy regular sex, he's probably not going to get cranky about little shit.
Oh, and the female too. I feel like they're not just going to be mad at you leaving the toilet seat up. Like little shit like that, right?
Well, until you fall in.
I don't know. Rob's really good about putting toilet seat down, so it's not really part of my life.
Well, don't you just have the perfect fucking marriage? See, that's what I want.
That's because she trained him. Wait, but
wouldn't most of your partners put the toilet seat down?
If any of them put them up, I would question
it.
I
mean, like that would be weird, too.
I feel like that's a whole nother issue.
It is. So I was watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and they went on vacation.
Like you do.
I do. They went on vacation to Thailand because they voted, and that's where two people wanted to go. And they flew first class, and we did the math while we were watching the show because Rob didn't show up. He just no-showed on the plane ticket.
Oh, Rob.
The first class plane ticket from LAX to Bangkok, would you care to guess how much that costs?
$6,000.
$500?
First class round trip
$1.
Ticket.
Oh, seven, eight. They're cheap, though.
$100 or $1,000. This is a first class ticket, by the way. First class.
I know, like, one way, like, I think coach is six. So, like, I'm just assuming probably, like, eight or nine.
Ted, what's your guess?
You're saying 1,000 or
100?
Oh, I'm going to say $6,000.
I have $8,000 just to throw a number out randomly.
The best price we could find online for a couple months from now was $14,000.
Holy crap.
Shut up.
For one ticket.
What?
So Rob no-showed on a $14,000 ticket.
That's pocket change.
That is. It's true.
He wipes his ass with that.
So Bruce wants to go on an active vacation, so he makes them all go zipline.
Kim, go! It's so fun! You can do it, Kimmy!
Hold up. Question.
Yes?
An active vacation, other than walking to the zip line, it's still just sitting on your ass and letting something else do the work.
It's true, but Kim doesn't want to go on the zip line because
it's stupid and dangerous.
Because she's afraid. So let's listen to what happens because I laughed.
Take a deep breath, Kim.
No, I don't
want to
do it.
You've done it 100 times.
No. Let her go.
No.
I don't want to do it.
No, just go. One day ticket. Just sit down first. You'll be okay.
All your weight.
Fun. It's going to be fun, I promise.
Overcoming obstacles in life.
No, I can't while I'm crying.
Just sit down in the seat and we'll hold you right there.
Is this after she's had a turn?
Oh, man, come on. Get over it. We're just ziplining, having a little fun.
My mom should go first. Let's go, Joe. You can do it.
She cried, and she is an ugly crier, which is hilarious. So she didn't zipline because she went on to explain that now that she's become a mom, that she's made decisions about things.
Legit.
Not in her case. She's an idiot.
No, I think Kim Kardashian only does that for sure. She doesn't like want to do.
Yeah.
I think if she wants to do like partying or tanning or whatever the fuck she wants.
By the way, and I defended her. There were photos on social media, but there were photos that came out. It's like nanny holds Kim's baby while she gets a suntan. It's like that's what a fucking nanny is for. To hold your baby while you're working.
Either. Yeah, I did not understand that.
And for her, getting a tan on her giant ass is working.
Well, exactly. That's the thing I think that bothers most people is the fact that she's like, I'm a mom. I'm making decisions about my life. Oh, wait. I actually really don't raise my kid by myself.
Here's the other thing.
Which is probably a good thing. I think people are overlooking the fact that Kim Kardashian not raising her child is a great thing for little North, Southwest, whatever the fuck her name is.
Yeah, no offense, Christiana, but giving birth to a baby doesn't give you soothsaying knowledge and powers.
What does that have to do with anything? She's scared about dying and leaving her kid alone in the world.
That has
shit to do with anything
billions
else.
Billions of dollars.
That doesn't fucking matter.
Here's the other thing. It's
you guys are full of shit.
It's bullshit because a year before she had the kid, she would have cried like a little bitch and not wanting to do it, too. So now she's just
Now you're the soothsayer with like seeing powers. Oh, what she would
have
done.
I don't have to be a soothsayer. I've seen the show.
Who cares? She didn't want to go ziplining. She didn't go ziplining.
I think you underestimate the fact that Nate watches the show, therefore he knows Kim Kardashian personally.
I've seen her bitch out on stuff over and over again.
I think we could just just hang out a little bit longer with the fact that Nate watches the show.
That's true.
Yeah. I think, but I love the little memes or whatever.
And I watched Botched right after that.
Oh my, I still need to see that. But the like of her crying, those are my favorite because she just ugly cries. The funniest
it is,
and I like, my heart hurts when I see people cry, it really does, but with her, like, my heart smiles and it just, like, it's wonderful.
oh boy.
Well, in other parts of the world, a Seattle man saw a spider and then he used the spray paint can and a lighter to try and kill that spider on the wall.
Jesus Christ.
Guess what happened?
He blew it up?
He ended up setting his house on fire, causing an estimated $60,000 in damage.
Worth it? Did the spider still die?
I would imagine.
Good.
Firefighters were called to the house in West Seattle. It was put out in short order, but it was the cause of the fire that became the real story. This was a tweet from the Seattle Fire Department. Cause of West Seattle Arbor Heights fire is man using spray paint can and lighter to try and kill spider on the wall.
Just squish it if you're going to kill it.
Damn it. Why?
And
this isn't the first time, because not very long ago, a woman in Kansas, Hutchinson, Kansas, was arrested because she intentionally set fire to her home to kill a spider. She was 34. She was taken into custody on aggravated arson charges. I don't think he's facing any. But when firefighters arrived, they found a light smoke coming from one side of her duplex. Further investigation revealed that some clothing was smoldering inside the door. They found several points of origin for the fire in the home. They determined it was intentionally set, and police arrested her. She said she used a cigarette lighter to ignite some towels to kill the spider. What? So
that's arachnophobia to a whole new level.
People need to stop trying to kill. Okay, this internet meme of kill it with fire has gone too far.
Oh, is that what happened?
I think so.
Internet.
Get it with fire.
Oh,
with
internet, love. You're at it again.
People damn make you. Me sad.
Damn you, internet. Do
that. It's just like people fault. Just make me fucking sad. I just... Oh, people, why?
Don't worry,
why?
They'll burn themselves up.
That's true.
You would fucking hope so. Like, Darwinism kick in. Like, this was a thing. Like, what the fuck? Like, oh, man.
Yeah,
I just want Chipotle and a soda after this fucking news story. Like, I don't even drink soda. This hangover, I was hungover, and now I just have a headache. Not from the hangover, just from this fucking story.
Just from the spider story.
Just from like the stupidity of people. For real, like that was like an option. They're just you had a spray can, the lighter thing. Maybe I'd let that slide.
He could have painted the spider to the wall.
Painted or like take the can and just fucking killed it. Like your goal was to kill. I'm not saying that you should kill innocent little bugs, but spiders aren't that. So yeah, go ahead. Spiders and ants, go ahead, kill them all. Ooh. But like you had that in your hand, like you could have just went like that. Fine, take a shoe. Do like people wear shoes in their fucking house. Do that shit.
Mm-hmm. Maybe get a real man to come and kill it. Am I right, Ted? Yeah.
Yeah, that's still not making me go. Yeah, because I'm the dude. My friend asked me, he's like, so are you bi? Because like, I was like, I'm not opposed to dating guys. I'm not. And like, she's like, so are you bi? I'm like, well, no, like, I'm just, I like free food. Because like, the thing is like, I'm the dude in like the, you know, like I pay. Mm-hmm. I take on more, the more like.
So you're the sucker in the relationship is what you're saying.
Fuck, dude, too soon. Wound opened. Open.
Oh, man.
Like, really?
Just well, kicking no, her just, when she's down.
I'm just
all
saying
night
that's
long.
You're taking yeah. a spray. You're taking a spray paint can and a lighter and just lighting my fucking wound. Is that, that's what
right
you're doing
the heart.
Right now.
Diana, I'm cauterizing it so it doesn't bleed out. Cauterizing.
Oh.
It costs you 60
that's fucking
grand
deep,
damage.
Man. That's deep.
It is. speaking of deep things, a U.S. judge has ruled that California's death penalty system is unconstitutional. The twist is the reason why.
Oh God!
It's taking too long to kill them.
Yep,
that's true.
Yeah. He said the dysfunctional administration of California's death penalty system has resulted and will continue to result in an inordinate and unpredictable period of delay. That's in the opinion, allowing the system to continue to threaten and the person bringing the suit, Mr. Jones, with the slight possibility of death almost a generation after his first sentence violates the Eighth Amendment prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment. Pretty much saying what I've been saying all along. If you're going to have a death penalty, kill people. If you're not going to have a death penalty, then don't have a death penalty. But this is bullshit. If you're going to have a death penalty, just
The thing I'm against the death penalty is the fact that it does, like, innocent people do die. That makes me sad.
Okay.
No one knows.
Oh, I agree with you. No.
Okay, I was like, no one knows things. That's like bad thing. Like, the death penalty, prison in general was there for as a deterrent. Obviously, that failed. So, the next thing was, like, the death penalty. That was supposed to be a deterrent. That was supposed to be the main deterrent. That failed horribly because of, like, appeals and the whole process to actually die. They're just like, well, we're just gonna, it's like life anyway, so what's the point? But, like, the fact that it actually kills innocent people, like, I get that, like, yeah, they want to expedite the process if that's the whole point. It's not, you know, it's unconstitutional because it's too long, but still, if they're, like, thinking, I don't see them thinking of ways of, like, you know, maybe we should get rid of it, or maybe we should, like, triple, quadruple check. They're thinking of ways to, like, expedite it, which in the case, like, a lot of people that probably could have gone free don't go free. Like,
well, that's not the case here. What they're saying is whether this person is guilty of the crime or not, the fact that you're holding over them the thought that, well, we may be killing you today, maybe not. Don't know. Check back.
Yeah, but it's the whole thing. So, like, I'm my concern is that they're thinking, like, we should find a way to expedite the process as opposed to, like, let's make this, like, overall, like, a more, like, surefire, like, let's, if they were to keep it. Because now they're saying the death penalty is just, like, unconstitutional overall because it's taking too long.
Right. So the way it's being administered now.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, like, the way I'm worried that they're going to react is, like, let's expedite it so it's constitutional again. That's what I'm worried about.
Well, either way. At this point in juncture, I'm not taking a stand one way or another for or against
the
death penalty.
What's your stand, Christiana? I'm actually really curious because you're, like, more involved in this.
Well, I'm not.
Well, I mean, you're just more familiar. I should have said that. More familiar. No, you're not?
Not really. It's not my area of
Well, you are a lifetime California resident.
I am a lifetime California resident. I used to be, I suppose, not very deliberative pro-death penalty person, but as time has gone on, I am now against the death penalty, so I think this is a good idea, because I don't care how they stop, as long as they stop, because I just don't want the state killing in my name. Whether it's killing Americans who did bad things, Californians who did bad things, or countless thousands of Afghanis or Iraqis. Don't do it. There. How's that for fun? So, but no, the way we do it is not good anyway in all the states, and I just don't think it's not a deterrent.
No, that's the thing. It's not a deterrent. At this point, you have to come to the realization that the death penalty is just a way of saying this person is never going to function in society, and they can't even be relied upon to function in a prison society, so they need to be taken out.
Yeah, it's not a deterrent. It's not functional. It's unequitably, you know, given to people. So by that, I mean they kill more brown people and black people, or try to, than they do white people. And yeah, I don't like it.
Well, finally, the brown and black people get first in line. Come on. Right?
Awkward.
Oh, so we're going to complain about what we're first in line for. Okay, fine. Fine. I'd be that way. All right, so that's where we're going to head off to, someplace simpler and more innocent where you don't get older and you don't ever die.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
It's time to head to the little hamlet of Plattsburgh, New York.
Oh, no.
That's right. We're here because we're not all there. I didn't coin that phrase, but in our case, it seems to apply. That's right, we're halfway through the annual Coles Creek camping experience and loving every minute of
Somebody
it.
Somebody set a timer and see how long it takes for Ted's head to explode.
As much as we worship our little piece of paradise along the Saranac and Morrisonville, it's always nice to make a little getaway. In the past, I've compared it to Ma and Pa Kettle series only us old folks can recall.
I just love, like, this is my favorite part only because of Christiana's reaction. I hate small town news, but I love her reaction. She makes me so happy. You are that fucking cheerful disposition you speak of.
I can sign on for Speak Out, but the other stuff
is Speak Out is
too
wonderful.
So let's call it Ma and Pa Little Go Camping. It's a trek from Clinton County through Franklin and into St. Lawrence. Almost 40 years ago, the late Ellsworth Napper from Saranac first told us about this camping spot. Once we tried it, we were hooked.
Oh, goody.
In those days, we had a bunch of kids and pets, so vacations were replete with sounds of laughter and barks, burned hot dogs, scraped knees, and skunks. Mm-hmm. Not to mention the leaking tents and pop-up campers.
Oh, yeah.
Old
fucking NPR or something. Just like the creeper.
No, this is not NPR.
I can't.
Old towing vehicles had frequent breakdowns, and we learned new cuss words as we pumped up flat tires and replaced everything from water pumps to radiators along the way. Now, one time when a blockade...
Ted's out. Ted just tapped out. It's over. It's over.
This one time when a blockade forced us to skirt the Mohawk territory near Messina...
You got to leave the headphones on and then unplug, Ted. That's the missing link.
We suffered a fuel pump malfunction in our old International Harvester Scout 2. It was a Sunday, and we were stuck near Roosevelt Town. It was hot. Children and adults revealed their frustration in myriad ways. Why did we stop here? I'm thirsty. I'm hungry. I gotta pee. We must have had nerves of steel in those days.
Yeah.
What a saga.
Or the death penalty was a deterrent. One or the other. there's a bunch more stories here. I'll skip ahead. You know, just because.
You just skip it.
No.
You skip it entirely.
I could, but...
Nobody would hold it against you. Fine.
Well, he talks about pathos and perfection.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a good recap. Thanks, Nate.
Yeah. Pathos and perfection.
And we're done.
Yeah. He wraps up. Hey, by the way, as the late Dean Martin used to croon, memories are made of this. As you might know, I lived and worked for a time in the short-lived tourist attraction, old-time western village called Adventure Town near Alexandria Bay at age 20.
I did not know that.
When my mother used to say I had no brain and no pain. I have the scars to prove that riding the big bulls wasn't a complete picnic, and getting shot by outlaws and playing dead in the dusty street while kids kicked you in the head wasn't perfectly pleasant either.
Oh, I like it. That explains a lot.
Oh, boy.
All those kicks to the head.
He's in a summer job. If you think your job sucks, his job when he was 20 was to lay in the street and let kids kick him in the head.
Oh.
It was a simpler time.
dear.
Yeah. All this, and we still have lots of vacation time left. Stay tuned. Have a great day, and please drive carefully. I cut out a little bit, but yeah. Thank you, Gordy Little.
Thank you, Gordy Little.
Getting kicked in the head.
I love that part.
That part was just for you, Ted.
Yay.
He gets kicked in the head.
Yep.
The kid's kicking him in the head. That was back before OSHA started kicking him with their damn laws.
That kind of made me happy, not gonna lie.
So, anyway, that's small town news. Try not to get kicked in the head this weekend.
Mess it's your job.
Unless it's your, if someone's paying you to get kicked in the head,
you do it.
Do it. Maybe you're in the WWE. I don't know.
Ooh.
Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Everybody have a great weekend. New Well Hung podcast on Monday, and we'll be back next week with more new shows, fun, frivolity, and
small town news
stuff.
Small town news.
Yeah. Watch your head. Wear a helmet. Bye then.
And how was it?